Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Dafyomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sukkah Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Halacha Tzrichah Shtei Machzeket Rosho V'Rubo V'Shulchano. As we analyzed in the first podcast, it is possible that there were different opinions about the minimum size of the Sukkah, width-wise and depth-wise. And Rav Shmuel Yitzchak says the halacha is that it has to be big enough to hold your head, most of your body, and your table. There we are, but come on, Kibet Shammai, you following Bet Shammai? We'll see what that's about. Amarle, Ela, come on. So, who else am I following? Eked Amri, Amar Yamba, Damar Lachmani. He says, who are you basing it on? Amarle, Bet Shammai. V'lo tazuz mina, but that is the halacha. Mangor Nachma Yitzchak, Maida Bet Shammai, Betela Basuka, Ketana Kapligim. Who says that in the famous story about the Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel's disagreement about the minimum size of the sukkah, that we'll see later on in the Mishnah, where they went to, they told a story about visiting the Rabbi Yochanan Choranit, but they're disagreeing about the minimum size of a sukkah. Maybe their disagreement about having the table in or out of the sukkah, is about a large sukkah. And you're sitting right at the edge of the sukkah. In other words, the machloket, where Beit Shammai says that if a person is sitting in a sukkah and his table's in the house, he's not yotze, and Beit Hillel says he is, maybe a disagreement not about the size of a sukkah, but where you're sitting. If you're sitting right at the edge, Beit Shammai says, you may go in towards your table, and therefore you're not yotze. Beit Hillel says, we don't have to make such a gzeira. But they cannot make tanim, isha yoroshovri, wobas sukkah, v'shochanon b'toch habayit, v'cham poslim tel machshirin. The Mishnah that we'll see later on in the second parak says if somebody had their head and most of their body in the sukkah but the table in the in the house, Beit Shammai say invalidate him machshir. Mita machzekim and machzekim bailei. It should not have talked about where he's sitting, but rather how big it is. So therefore we assume that they are disagreeing about a large sukkah and just about placement. But don't Beit Shammai Beit Hillel disagree about the minimum size of a sukkah? Here we see that there are some opinions that if it holds your body and most of your body and your head and your table, it's enough. And Rabbi says it has to have a full arba al arba. And we see here that besides Rebbe's opinion about Arba Mot, we see two different opinions ascribed to Chachamim. One is Rosho V'Rubo, and the other is Rosho V'Rubo V'Shulchano. And in the second Braita, Shulchano wasn't mentioned. So Kasha Nadadi, we have a contradiction within the words of the Chachamim. Alav Shmamina HaBeit Shammai HaBeit Hillel. It must be that the first Braita is Beit Shammai, that demand Rosho V'Rubo V'Shulchano, and the second Braita is Beit Hillel. It says only Rosho V'Rubo, and your table could be inside, which means it could be a very small sukkah. Our Mishnah really, if you look at it carefully, actually supports that position that they're disagreeing about the minimal size. Because the word posel and machshir, as we saw in the first podcast in a related context, speaks to the validity of the structure. It should have been that Beit Shammai says you're not yotze, and Beit Hillel says you are yotze, meaning you fulfill the obligation, but not to speak to the validity of the structure. So therefore, velakasha mishaya. But then remember that our first look at that Mishnah seemed to support the idea that they were disagreeing about a large sukkah, because they should have said not if you're sitting there, but if it's big enough. The answer is liolam v'tarte pligi. The answer is that they really disagree about both. They disagree about the minimum size of a sukkah. Beit Shammai says it must be big enough to hold your table too. Rebbe has this other opinion about Arba Mot. And Beit Hillel says it just has to be Rosho V'Rubo. Following the sukkah gdola, they also disagree about a large sukkah if you're sitting there and the table is inside the house. The Mishnah is a little incomplete. Here's how it should read. Mishnah Rosho V'Rubo V'Sukkah V'Shulchan B'toch HaBayit Beit Shammai Omrim Lo Yatza V'Talamim Lo Yatza. Whether or not you fulfill the mitzvah, no matter how big it is, if your table's in the house. And if it only holds that amount, then they speak to the validity of the structure, by saying it's invalid. Okay, mantana lahadet tana rabbanan. So therefore, who would be the author of the following braita? Patur min hamezuzah umin ha'ma'akev ve'eno matav minageim ve'eno nechlat v'ater rechoma ve'en will go over all these ve'eno chozino la me'orchem v'chama ve'en me'arvin bo v'shtatfin bo ve'en me'nechin bo eruv ve'nosin oto ibur min shtei arod ve'en ha'achin v'shtatfin chokin bo. A whole list of things that can only be done if you have a bayit, a house. And for all of them, the Braita says, if it's not 4x4 amot, it doesn't apply. There's no mezuzah, no mitzvah of ma'akeh on the roof of parapet, which means if there are signs of nega'im on the walls of the house, none of those rules apply. If you sell it, such a house, such a small, tiny shack inside of a walled city, and you don't redeem it within a year, you could still force a buyback. If you built such a house but didn't yet live in it, that doesn't give you the rights to return from war, as per the stipulations in Sefer Dvarim. Ein marvinbo, you cannot use it as an eruv. Ein shatfinbo, you cannot use it for shituf mevuot. Ein menachinbo eruv. Ein marvinbo, which means that it doesn't count towards a house in the chatzer, nor in the mavui. Ein manachinbo eruv, you can't put the eruv in it. And you can't use it as the bridge between two cities to extend the tchum. That's the beginning of Batra, about being able to force somebody to separate if you are partners or brothers who inherited together in such a small house. Now, Lema Rebbe Hivalo Rabbanan. It sounds like that entire Braita follows Rebbe, who said that a sukkah has to be 4x4. The answer is no. Afilu Tema Rabbanan. Could be Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kami Rabbanan. Ela linyan sukkah. Rabbanan's position was only about a sukkah. The dirat harayhi. They say a sukkah is supposed to be dirat harayhi. Temporary, and therefore can be less than dalad al dalad. They agree. A house is dalad al dalad, but a sukkah is special. And may buy dirat keva hu afilu Rabbanan modu. If it's not 4x4, nobody lives in such a house, and therefore all the rules that apply to a house, mezuzah, ma'akeh, etc., do not apply. Okay, Amar Mar, go back to that bright. Now, we looked at the first four things. Mezuzah, ma'akeh, nega'im, five things, and bate rechoma, and to return from war. My tama. Let's see. Debaik, tibu b'chulu. In all of those cases, the Torah talks about mezuzot peitecha, lo tasim damim beveitecha, kinega nirali babayit, abayit asher ba'ir, mi asher ban abayit. In all the cases, it uses the word bayit. Vein marvin bo vein mishtatfin bo menichin bo eruv. The last three, however, are all three of the last four are all derabanan. So why is bayit defined that way? My tam adalo chaz the dira, because not fit for residence, and those things have to be fit for residence. You're not allowed to put an eruv chatzerot in this house in order to ma'ariv the chatzer. Aval shituf menichinbo. You could put shituf mevuot in there because shituf mevuot could also be out in the chatzer. My tama delogar mechatzer shemavui. After all, the shituf mevuot that puts all the chatzerot together into one combined reshut is put into the chatzer. So this little shack's no worse than that. Tenan eruv chatzerot bechatzer shituf mevuot b'mavui. Avinin ba. Eruv chatzerot bechatzer. We don't put eruv chatzerot in the chatzer. Panam ten eruvot beveit shar chsadu v'pesad eno eruv. You put your eruv, in the combined eruv for the chatzer, into the guardhouse or in a portico or something, then it's not an eruv. It has to be in a house. V'adarsham eno ser. If somebody lives in one of those things, his presence doesn't affect anybody for caring. Ela ema, we fixed the Mishnah and said, in our discussion eruvin, eruv chatzerot bevayit shebechatzer. Where do you put the Eruv Chatzerot? In a house that's in the Chatzer. Which means you could not put it in one of these tiny little less than 4x4 places. However, she told me, V'ot b'chatzer shemavui, you put it in the Chatzer. And therefore, certainly one of these little 4x4 places, less than 4x4, should be no worse than the Chatzer, and it should be good. V'haylo gar b'chatzer shemavui. V'eino sinoto ibur ben shtei arot. The last item was that we cannot, so the second last item was that we cannot make it a bridge between two cities, meaning the afilu kiburgan in lomashvinale. It's not even like a guardhouse for people who are watching fields, which at least is bigger than that. If it's less than 4x4 and it's out there, let's say 1800 amot away from the city boundary and within 1800 amot to the next city, it doesn't now combine them to be one city. My tama burgan in chazlim otayu, a guardhouse at least fit for whatever it is. Hi, lo chazlim otayu, but a little shack less than 4x4 isn't fit for anything. at least for residents. Ve'erachim shutafin chalkin bo, the last one is that you can't force someone else to separate if he's a partner in such a small place. What if there are arba'amot total? You could force a division where each one's going to get two by four. But no, the Mishnah ben Babatra says, "Ein cholkin tachatzera cheba arba'amot lezeh arba'amot lezeh." I can't force you to separate and divide up a chatzera unless each one of us will end up with arba'amot. Or in any sort of division, each one of us has to end up with something that has a relation to the old item that it was. A bathhouse, an olive press, whatever it may be. Meaning, if it's less than 4 amot, it doesn't have the din chalukah. How do you divide up a chatzer? Based on the doorways. Each person has one doorway, so they get the 4 amot for the doorway, plus then you divide up the rest. This house doesn't count towards that. Exactly what I said. And then, the point is that this house and its door just don't count at all. You're not going to get 4 amot for that. That's a house that's there for residence. This is just a place to hide things in or whatever. It doesn't get a place in the chatzer. Okay, back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talked about a sukkah that's over 20 high. We spoke at the opening piece about what the reason for 20 high being invalid. Rabba, Rabzera, Rava. Now, what if you have something that's over 20 and you want to put a bunch of pillows down on the ground in order to make the space from the ground level, which is now higher because of the pillows, to the schach less than 20? If you put pillows down, that's no good. The alpha gov the butlita makulu, even if you are mevatel them, which means you say, I'm never picking them up, they're just part of the ground now. Why? Mishum the batla deto itzokol adam, because nobody else does that, and your individual quirkiness to be mevatel pillows to the ground doesn't count. Tevin uvitlo, if you took some straw and you were actively mevatel it, have a meal, then you count from the straw up, and if it's less than 20, you're good to go. Chol sheken afar uvitlo, certainly if you took dirt and you were mevatel it. Now, Tevin, Ve'enotid Lefaroto, let's say you put straw, you want Mevatel it, but you're not going to move it from there. Ve'afar Stam, or dirt without saying anything. Machloket Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. It's machloket, whether its status is that it's now part of the ground, part of the landscape, if you will, and you count from there up, or whether it's still a foreign object there. Did not. We have the following Mishnah. Bayit Shemaluhu Tevin Otsorotu Vitlo. Let's say you have a house, and you filled it with straw or rocks, and you Mevatel them in there, Mevutal. Alright, that counts, and now it's full of rocks. And the rocks are part of the house. Bitlo in, lo bitlo lo. But only if you're mevatel it, which means rocks and dirt, etc., or straw, needs active bitul. Vetani Allah, and we have a braita about that, which says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tevin, Menati, Lefanoto, Harika Farstav. If you put straw in there, and you're just not gonna move it, you don't, not mevatel it, you just are never gonna move it, then it becomes like afar, like dirt, uvatel. If you put dirt in that you're gonna move, it's like regular straw without any qualifier, and it's not batel. Okay, so therefore we see that it's a machloket about how do we deal with straw that you weren't mevatel but you're not gonna move from there, or a dirt that you put no stipulations on. Okay. Next question. Let's say again it's a higher than proper sukkah. Vutzin yorin yordin betochas yimama, and there are pieces of the schach that are coming down within 20 amot. Im tzilatam ruba michamatam, if the shade of those pieces itself comprises more, creates more shade than sun, ksheran, then the sukkah is valid. Vimla psula, if not, then it's pasul. Haitag vo asara tvachim, let's go in the opposite way. Let's say that the thing's exactly 10 tvachim high. And you've got little pieces going down lower than 10. Maya thought, well, it should be the same rule, and therefore, if they don't provide more shade, and there's more sun than shade as a result of those lower branches, which you would, again, in both of these cases, you'd have to estimate, because you can't really see it, then it's kasher. You can't say that. This is a residence which is now impeded. In other words, you have a residence which is at its minimal height, and part of the ceiling, if you will, is sagging. And therefore nobody's going to live in there. And therefore it's pasul in any case, regardless of how much sun or shade might be there as a result of those hanging down pieces. Let's go back to a higher one. A little bit of a disagreement about where this is. But you have a sukkah which is over 20 amot high, and you build a little pedestal inside the sukkah facing the middle wall, because you have three walls, and it covers the entire length of the sukkah. And the itztava, the stand itself, has hechsher sukkah, meaning it's big enough to be arba amot, whatever the shear is, it turns out 7 by 7. Kshera, then the sukkah is kasher. Uminatzad, but if you put it on the side, meaning not against the entire long wall that's there, but rather on one of the side walls, if there are 4 amot from there to the other wall, then psula. Pachot mi'arba amot kshera. If less than 4 amot, then it's all contiguous and it's kasher. Now, my kamashon, what's that teaching? We allow for dofan akuma. Dofan akuma means that if you have a crooked wall, then the part that's crooked gets to be counted as chach. But what it means is tanina. We'll see how it works. If you have a house that you took the roof off of, and you put schach on top of it. If from the wall of the house to the schach there's 4 amot of space, meaning that your roof goes 4 amot, your original roof, which is not kosher schach, goes 4 amot in, and then the schach starts, then psula, implying hapachot mikan kshera, that you get up to 4 amot, up to just less than 4 amot, as dofan akuma, meaning it can be part of the building and it doesn't invalidate. So therefore, we already have the same idea. Why teach that about the itztava that you build inside the sukkah? The answer is I might have thought differently, because on top I could say this material could be a wall. Here it can't be a wall. Amolo, maybe I don't apply a dofen akuma. Kamash balan, that even on the ground floor, I will count dofen akuma. Again, a case where the sukkah is too high. You put a stand right in the middle of the sukkah. And the stand, of course, from the top of the stand, in all these cases, from there to the schach is less than 20. If there's 4 amot in every direction coming out from the itztava to the walls, it's pasul. Pachot mi'arba amot kshera. If there's less than 4 amot, it's kasher. So my kamash, I'm dofen akuma again. You're teaching dofen akuma. Hainuach, the same rule. So, Maudutema, Dofan Akuma, Miruach Achat, Amina, Valko Ruach, Veruach. Lo. I would not have known to apply Dofan Akuma in multiple directions at the same time. Kamash Balan, that it works. Haitap Chutam Yasrat Vachim. Now let's go back to the low Sukkah. Vachakak Pagadel Ashtima Asara. So you have a Sukkah, let's say that's 9 Tvachim high from the ground to the Sukkah, to the Schach, and you dig a hole that's 1 Tefach deep inside. Yesh Misfar Chakak Lakotos, Toshat Vachim Psula. Now, if you have 3 tvachim from the edge of the hole to the wall, it's pasul. Less than 3 tvachim is going to be okay. Pachot, because here we can't apply dofen akuma, it's the opposite problem. Pachot mishlosha tvachim kshera. So my shahatam nomar pachot mi'arba amot. Why with the big sukkah did we say you have up to 4 amot? My shahatam nomar pachot mishlosha tvachim, and here it's much, much less. It is 1/8 of the size. Now, instead of 24 tvachim, it is 3 tvachim. Hatam de ita the dofen pachot mi'arba amot sagya. There you've got a wall, a proper wall that goes up, and up to 4 amot we allow dofen akuma. Hachal shua shaviyah dofen. Here you're trying to create a wall by having a wall be considered something that goes 10 high. Pachot mi'shlosha tvachim in ilolo. The hole's got to be within 3 tvachim, meaning the wall has to be within 3 tvachim of an area where it's 10 deep. Hatagwa mesvim ama uvanaba amud shugavo asra tvachim. So let's say the sukkah was higher than 20 amot, and you built an amud, meaning a pillar in the middle, that is 10 tvachim high. V'yesh barach sukkah, the pillar is wide enough around to be himself be a sukkah. Sarah Rabbi Lemaymar, gud asik machitzta. So Abaye thought we should imagine this pillar as if it goes all the way to the top. The pillar doesn't have any walls around it. The pillar just is its own walls, and therefore, we cannot apply that here, allow for this to be a heksher sukkah. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up the discussion here on Daf Dalet Amud Bet with more specifics about Hechsher Sukkah, and specifically with the height. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.